Presentation from the WKLM Sports Department.
It's boys high school soccer from Highland. The Highland Hawks with a record of 1-0-1 take playing host to Wayneville with a record of 0-1 on the season. We'll be speaking with both head coaches coming up next on the pregame show on WKLM.
Peachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Peachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester. Boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Taking on a large exterior home project is no small task. When you're looking for the best options in roofing, siding, windows, and doors, Provia products are the clear choice. At Provia, quality is engineered into the product, integrity is never compromised, and local craftsmanship delivers a stunning final result that will last for generations. Our experts at Keim Home Center are here to help you explore the possibilities. Visit Keim in Charm, Ohio. Keim, built on trust since 1911.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Biker Sand and Gravel Incorporated has been serving the central Ohio areas of Wayne and Holmes counties since 1935. They're a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They're locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0000.
Get luxury for every home with Montana Forge Hardware at MRV Siding Supply. Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry, with solid forged brass designer hardware manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Hobron's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
Before the Kick has been brought to you on WKOM by Home Siding Contractors.
And I'm joined by Highland Hawks head soccer coach Scott Boniker, a record of 1-0-1 on the season with the 1-1 tie to defending state champion Riverview Black Bears and that 4-1 win at Smithville back on Tuesday. And Scott, you look at those two games, obviously a great battle against an outstanding Riverview team, got the 3-goal win over Smithville. What have you seen from your team so far in these first two games?
Well, you know, one thing that we felt like as coaches over the course of the summer and then even in through our scrimmages is that we were capable of playing at a pretty high level at times and then also capable of just having some kind of inexplicable periods in games or even an entire game here and there where we just couldn't quite get it together. So we've been on these guys to really raise their level mentally and physically. And, you know, you said correctly, that first game with Riverview was probably mentally and physically about as intense of a regular season game, especially a first game of the regular season, as we've had in a while. And our guys really, I thought, played about as well as we are capable of for this time of the year. I think we'll keep getting better. And then in game two, you know, pretty similarly, we started great, then hit a little bit of a lull, but kind of pulled it together. Smithville is a hard team to play against, and so overall was very pleased with that as well.
You mentioned that, Scott, obviously some key losses from last year's team, including your son, Zeke Boniker, now over at Goshen. But we've seen some guys early on, Noah Troyer, Christian Mullen, a pair of goals each so far, early part of the year. Blake Stutzman, Roman Kachuk with their contributions. Who are some of the guys you're planning on leaning on the most, I guess, for this season?
Well, I think, you know, offensively, you name several of the guys that I think we're counting on. But one of the things I really like about this group is, you know, Christian's our leading returning scorer, and we'll expect him to continue. But Roman, you know, didn't play a lot of varsity last year after kind of just being stuck behind some of that strong senior class. Rowan Miller was more of a role player last year, even though we felt like he was a good player. Noah Troyer, Luke Boniker both stuck behind their older brothers in the lineup, but both got valuable varsity minutes. We should have, I think, a very balanced attack. And definitely looking forward to this group, just a good balanced attack. And I feel like we should be pretty strong defensively where we really return most of last year's starters.
First home game of the season tonight to take on this Wayndale team. You beat them 5-0 last year, and you kind of had your way with them these last couple of years. What are you expecting to see from this year's Wayndale squad?
Well, we did watch them play once, and they were missing a couple of guys the night that we watched them play. But I see a team, I think, that's in a little bit of transition. You know, they've had some of their stronger players have transferred out over the last few years to various places, or I think you'd really see a different Wayndale squad. It's a pretty young, inexperienced Wayndale team, and we want to try to put a lot of pressure on them tonight. And I think if we do that, we can really make them uncomfortable.
So put a lot of pressure on them. Anything else you're looking for, I guess, from your team tonight?
You know, the first two games, as well as we've played, we have given up one goal in each game. And, you know, certainly for us, a team goal every single game is a shutout. So, you know, against Smithville and Riverview, giving up one goal is not unreasonable. Our defense has played pretty well, but I would say one big goal for tonight is to get a shutout, and I think another goal would be to score early, take any pressure that we feel off, you know, maybe be able to get a lead and play some extra bodies that we really haven't been able to do quite as much in the first two games that were pretty tight. And this was a busy week for us, Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. It would be great to play more guys tonight and try to stay fresh for a pretty big matchup again against Orrville on Saturday.
All right, Scott, appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, Matt. Happy you're here.
That's the voice of Highland Hawks head soccer coach, Scott Boniker.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
I'm alongside 35-year head soccer coach for the Wayndale Golden Bears. That is Larry Sardingle again. Larry, 35 years. Can you talk about just the legacy that you've left, what it's been like to be a coach for this long and be a part of this program in now 35 years?
It's, you know, I've seen a lot of things. I've seen this field when it had puddles on it and mud and a almost cinder track going around and when we didn't have a field. So, I mean, it's been a lot of progress made in 35 years in high school soccer.
You mentioned a lot of progress made in soccer. What are some things you've seen just in terms of the evolution of soccer over the years then?
Well, in high school, when I started, there was maybe, we started Wayndale, it was Wayndale, Worcester, Central, and Highland, and that was it. That was the only four high schools, and now almost everyone has a high school team, and there were no girls teams then. Now we have, almost everybody has a girls team, even the ones without a boys team. I know Dalton is starting a program, so it's, you know, it's really grown in this area, which pretty much nobody knew back in the, when did we start, in the 80s, nobody knew about soccer, really.
Become a popular game, that's for sure. Now, talking about the group we have this year, I know you lost 1-0, that season opener against Orville. Talk about that first game.
Well, the first game was we worked hard. We did what we needed to do. We started off with two teams that won multi-games. I don't know, I think Orville won about 15 games last year, and Highlands probably won 16 games last year. So we have to really run the gauntlet the first two games. We lost two of our starters with knee injuries and knee surgery. One is out for the year, the other one is on the road to recovery and maybe will help us. He's not here today, he's ill. So basically we are building the airplane while it's flying. So that's what we're doing.
And it becomes a challenge, that's for sure. You mentioned a little banged up, taking on a very good Highland team. What's the biggest thing, I guess, you're looking for your team in terms of just trying to compete and hang with a good team like Highland tonight?
Well, composure would be one thing. They know these guys fairly well. They've played together, some of them in the spring and the summer, and some of them in the junior high team. So they know the kids on Highland. They know how good they are. And just to keep their composure if things don't go their way, and that'll help us for the rest of the year.
Larry, thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That's the voice of Wayndale Golden Bears head soccer coach, Larry Sardiglia.
Before the Kick is being brought to you on WKLM by Home Siding Contractors.
At Kaufman Realty and Auctions, you've got options. Your property is unique, and our agents know how to sell it. Whether it's a traditional listing or live auction, we'll earn you top dollar. Our agents will utilize whichever method of sale works best. When buying or selling your next home, call on Kaufman.
At Pomerine Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year, Pomerine brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tuscarawas, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomerine provider nearby. Visit PomerineHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomerine Hospital, caring for our community's health.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
There's nothing better than the sound of a hammer, a drill, and a saw. A&R Builders in Berlin has been putting all those tools to work for the past 25 years. If you need re-roofing work done, A&R Builders is the place to call. They'll also do new homes for both residential and general contractors, along with pole buildings, decks, and custom framing. Call A&R Builders in Berlin at 893-2111. That's 893-2111.
Season Highland went 16-5 overall, and they went
advance all the way to the regional semifinals where they fell to Grandview Heights by the score of 4-0. And for Wayneale last year, they went 6-13. They would fall in their second game of the tournament. They would fall to Lake Center Christian by the score of 7-0. And last year's matchup played at Wayneale, Highland defeated Wayneale in that game by the score of 5-0 from a season ago. So far this season, Highland, for them, a 1-0-1 start as they tied defending Division IV state champion Riverview 1-1 in their season opener, and then a 4-1 victory over Smithville. That was on the road as well, both games on the road, and that was back on Tuesday. And for Wayneale, their one game they've played so far, a home game against Orville, and they lost to them by the score of 1-0 so far for Wayneale so far this part of the season. McCoy alongside Scott Meller for tonight's broadcast here. First game on their home field for Highland. Of course, the Hawks already play a tough schedule with a 1-1 tie to Riverview, a game you can kind of hang your hat on a little bit to start off the year, Scott. But we know Highland's always going to bring in a good squad, and we expect no less from them again this year.
Right. Yeah, you know, it's their main fall sport for the Highland boys, and these days for the Highland girls, although there is volleyball. But, you know, Highland has had a strong tradition of soccer, what the Europeans call football, and you know, and it shows every single season. They have typically enough kids to play both a varsity and a junior varsity lineup throughout the season, and a lot of substitutions. And that tie against local Riverview, the defending state champions, that I think is a nice feather to get this season off and running.
We'll see what happens here this evening. They get Highland 1-0-1. Wayneale with a record of 0-1 on the season. And tonight's national anthem is being brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg. We'll take a break for the national anthem right now on WKLM.
Now, would you please stand for the playing and singing of the national anthem?
Have you been to the jewelry store in Millersburg lately?
No, why? What's new?
They've got these gorgeous sterling silver birthstone stackable bracelets. They've got necklaces and earrings. Perfect for gifts or treating yourself.
Birthstones? Stackable? Okay, now I have to check them out.
You'll love them. Stop by the jewelry store at 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg.
I'm on my way.
The jewelry store, where meaning meets style.
Take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First of all, for the Wayneale Golden Bears and for Wayneale here, I'll let Scott do the Highland starting lineups here momentarily. Take a look at the visiting Wayneale Golden Bears. Starting for them will be junior Gavin Sarver, also senior Dakota Capelty, and also junior Brock Badger, along with for them starting for this evening will be senior Seth Hostether. And also junior Case Milner will start as well for Wayneale. Junior Jace Hilty, along with senior Lance Kearney, and junior Bronson Wickens, junior Cordell Troyer, and junior Chase Wolfter, and also the starting goalkeeper will be junior Jared Hilty. Wayneale record of 0-1. They're coached by Larry Cerniglia. Now starting for Highland, here is Scott Meller.
Yeah, for the Highland Hawks, coached by Scott Boddicker. assisted by Matt Beachy and Sean Troyer. For the Hawks this evening, their starting goalkeeper is double zero. That's Chase Koblenz. He's a junior. Number three, Noah Troyer, a midfielder. He's also a junior. Number four, Bodie Gertz, junior and defender. Number seven, Josh Yoder, junior and defender. Number nine, Perrin Miller, a defender and a senior. Number 11, Luke Boddicker, he is a midfielder and an 11th grader. Number 12, Christian Mullett, a forward and junior. Number 13, Rowan Miller, forward and a senior. Number 14, Blake Stutzman, midfielder and junior. Number 16, Max Jones, a defender and senior. And number 17, that's Roman Chechuk, a forward and a junior. And again, they are coached by Scott Boddicker, and their record, 1 win, 0 losses, and 1 tie.
All right, thank you, Scott. Take a break. Come back with the opening kick after this on WKOM.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg.
Just about ready to get things underway. Matt Coy alongside Scott Miller. We are video live streaming today's contest on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxon communication team of Jacob Henning, producing tonight's live stream coverage. And also Andrew Dunlap is working the camera. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage of tonight's contest. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. And it's Blazed and Mullins back at the studio. For Highland, wearing their red jerseys with the black stripes and also black in the back of the jerseys with the white numerals and black socks. And for Wayndale, the white jerseys as well as the black numerals in black shorts and white socks as well. Just about ready to get things underway. The first game at home for this Highland team, so the Hawks anxious to get a chance to play a game in front of their home fans.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously beautiful setting out here in East Holmes. And, you know, we get to see U.S. 62 across the road, but beautiful turf field.
Yes, it is. Highland with it on the offensive end. The kick inside the box will be knocked away. And sit back to the far sideline. It'll bounce across that touch. Hawks going to have this throw-in. It'll be Bodie Gertz, the junior defender, to throw it in midway into the Highland offensive end.
Yeah, Highland already moving the ball into the area that Wayndale, the Bears, are defending.
Ball ricochets near the top of the box, knocked high in the air on the kick by Badger as he kicks it near the top of the box here. Now corralled by Roman Chechuk. Long kick to a ceiling high over the goalpost. It'll be a goal kick for the Wayndale Golden Bears. Nothing to score, just into this one, boys high school soccer from Highland. And Wayndale again with this goal kick opportunity. And with the kick, it'll be Lance turning to the senior, will lob it away. Shy of the midfield line, will be knocked down. Now Corrado on the kick inside the circle by Hilty to the far end. Now chased back down by Cordell Troyer. Lobs his kick back to the far side. Back to Troyer. Troyer against the double team. Has it deflected. It'll be knocked around near that midfield circle. Kick goes across the midfield line. Intercepted, however, by the Hawks. A kick sent away by Bodie Gertz inside that circle. Highland has it offensively. Centering pass goes over to Christian Mullett. Mullett with that top goal score returning from Highland from a season ago. Of course, the top goal scorer overall last year, Zeke Boddicker, who now plays soccer over at Goshen College. Now ball knocked to the far sideline. Chased back down on the far end by Perrin Miller. Christian Mullett so far, 2 goals on the season for Highland, and also Noah Troyer also has a pair of goals in the year for this Highland team. Ball rolls near side at midfield to Max Jones. Into the offensive end. Pass goes near sideline to Rowan Miller. Miller double team, has it knocked away from him and stolen away by Bronson Wickens. Knocks it across that touch, throw it now for the Hawks midway into their offensive end. Throw in for Luke Boddicker, the junior midfielder. Lobs it near the goal line area. Going after it is Christian Mullett. His cross knocked away, top of the box, and a shot goes wide left off the foot of Luke Boddicker. It'll be a goal kick now for Wayndale.
Yeah, Boddicker had his full weight behind that. He was just a little off to the left of those nets.
So Kearney will have the goal kick for a second time. Lobs it near side of the field. takes a bounce and goes bouncing across the touch right at midfield, and Highland should have this throw-in. 37-20 to play first half. No score. McCoy alongside Scott Boddicker in boys high school soccer action from Highland. Though in by the senior Mac Jones for the Hawks. Takes the bounce. Now controlled by Christian Mullen into the offensive end. Works it high on the left side. Now near the corner. Works it near the goal line looking for a cross. He does so in traffic. Knocked away outside of the box, however. And trying to control it. Wayne Dale with the ball. And that pass over to Case Miller. Now all stolen away by Luke Boddicker. Works his pass high on the left side. Gets it over now to Rowan Miller. Near the goal line. Has this cross. Keeps it in play, but knocked out of the box by the Golden Bears. That kick goes over to Dakota Capaldi. Capaldi's centering pass intercepted by Rowan Kachuk. Kachuk near the top of the box area. Gets a pass off to the far side. High on the right. Working that ball in that near that right wing area to Perrin Miller. Gets it over out top now to Noah Troyer. Works his pass. Goes left wing. Now over to Luke Boddicker. Boddicker, that cross goes over the goalpost on the shot attempt, and it will be a goal kick for Wayndale with a nice shot opportunity for Luke Boddicker for the Hawks. So Highland getting their opportunities early on so far. A scoreless contest, though.
Yeah, Wayndale being very respectful of the Hawks and what they can do offensively. They typically have 8 or 9 in the box to help that goalkeeper out.
Hawks.
All Hawks so far.
It has been. That ball kicked near the goal line. Knocked away across the goal line this time off of the Wayndale defender. That's Seth Hostetler. That will result in a corner kick.
Be a corner kick for the Hawks.
And trotting over there to do the honors going to be Noah Troyer, the junior. Again, he has 2 goals on the year for the Hawks. Corner kick from the near side of the field. Lobs it high in the air in front of the net. It'll be a header knocked down by Christian Mullis to the far side of the field. Chased back down by Kachuk on the right side. And here's the kick by Buddy Gerst deflected away. Lobbed inside the box. Ricochets off the foot of Blake Stutzman, all knocked away back near the midfield line. Now corralled by Josh Hooter for Highland. The midfielder gets his pass off near his side over to Max Jones offensively for Highland. Rolls it near the top of the box. Backing up, Christian Mullett gets it over to Boddicker. Boddicker works inside the box. His pass going to be deflected away. Ricochets off of Mullett and chased down. That kick in traffic, not up in the air, going to be corralled by Noah Troyer. Now gets over to the near side on the kick by Luke Boddicker. Rolls it high on the right, deflected away by Dakota Capaldi for Wayndale. He'll race it back near the midfield line. Capaldi has it stolen away from him by Kachuk. Hawks have it just shy of that midfield line area. Has to control it at midfield. That goes near side on the pass now to Max Jones. He'll knock it backwards on his kick over to teammate in Josh Yoder. Hawks control it across the midfield line now to Noah Troyer. Troyer lobs it offensively on the right side. Takes a bounce inside the box, going after it. It'll be deflected away by defender Lance Kearney for Wayndale back to the far sideline. He'll knock it away. Good job defensively by Kearney. Gets his pass to midfield to Capaldi. Golden Bears have it. Capaldi's kick a bit too strong across the touch. It'll be a throw-in for Highland. 34 minutes to play. First half, no score. Hawks going to have this throw-in. It'll be lobbed in to Blake Stutzman. Rolls it ahead of the midfield circle area to Boddicker, back to Stutzman, knocked away, back near side. She's down by Wayndale now offensively to Case Milner. Milner works it on the right in offensively, knocked away off the kick by Josh Yoder. Ricochets across the touch.
Throw in for the Bears.
And Milner will throw it in. Midway into their offensive side. That pass goes to Capaldi. Capaldi is knocked away by Boddicker, however. Hawks have it defensively. Pass far side to Kachuk. Touch pass to the far sideline. Hawks to control it. Kick across the midfield line. Knocked away. Goes off the foot the time of Cordell Troyer across the touch. Now throw in for Highland. Throw in goes over to Noah Troyer. Near side of the kick to Josh Yoder. Yoder controls it. No score so far in the first half. Across midfield. Gets a pass off to Boddicker. Back to Josh Yoder. Inside the circle now. Here's the kick by Blake Stutzman. He'll control into the offensive end. Gets a pass off. Back to the right side. Christian Mullet now dances around with it. Back to the far side corner. He'll keep it in play. Back near the goal line area. Cross inside the box. Go to Kachuk. He'll be knocked away. And he'll keep it inside that box area.
Hawks looking to tee it up right here. And
Max Jones tees it up just outside of the box, goes high on the kick. He goes sailing over the goalpost, so a goal kick again for Wayndale. It'll be their fourth.
Yeah, Wayndale's still trying to get their numbers in there to help out the goalkeeper. And Highland, they just quite haven't been on the mark yet. But they have been encroaching upon the area of the Wayndale Golden Bears.
So Kearney sends it away on the goal kick inside the circle. Chased down by Jace Hilty. It'll be cut off by Josh Yoder. Inside the circle, he'll find Blake Stutzman for the Hawks. Rolls it back to the far side. Hawks working into the offensive end. That centering pass going to be cut off by Jace Hilty for Wayndale. He'll control it, gets a pass over to teammate in Seth Hostetler. Knocks into the Wayndale offensive side, but it'll be intercepted immediately by Josh Yoder. He'll find his teammate, Rowan Miller for Highland, into the offensive side. On the near end, he hits a pass off now toward that near side corner. Going after it, going to be Max Jones. Tries to keep it in play, but knocked across that touch. It'll be off the foot of Seth Hostetler. So Highland will have this throw in. About 5 yards away from that near side corner in the Highland offensive end. It'll be Christian Mullett, the junior, forward to throw it in for the Hawks. Strong throw, goes inside the box, takes a bounce. In traffic, knocked out of there by Hilty outside of the box area. Gets it over on the kick. There to Capaldi, cut off at midfield by Josh Yoder for Highland. Here's the kick by Blake Stutzman. Back to Yoder. Here's the header near side. Went off initially of Rowan Miller, now knocked to the near sideline, goes across the touch off of Wayndale. Highland's going to have this throw. Throw in by Noah Troyer. Back to Troyer on the ricochet. Troyer, that kick goes inside the box. Header back to the far side. Chased down defensively by Cordell Troyer. Troyer has a stolen by Luke Boddicker. Boddicker's pass behind him goes to Bodie Gertz. Gertz kick inside the box. Knocked high in the air. And ball knocked into that goal line area. Goes across the goal line. That's going to be off of Wayndale's Chase Wuther. And it should be a corner kick for the Hawks.
His second corner kick for Highland.
He'll be in the far side of the field this time. Luke Boddicker going to do the honors. So Boddicker will have it from that far side. 30 minutes to play. 10 minutes into this contest. No score so far. Boddicker with the kick. Low lining kick inside the box. Bounces down and knocked out of there by the Golden Bears. Bodie Gertz will intercept it, though. Gertz on that right wing. Kick near the top of the box. And kick by Mullett. Shot going to be corralled by goalkeeper Jared Hilty. Mullett had the shot. That time was on point, but Hilty right there to scoop it up off the turf. That'll be his first keeper save. Put it up in the air. Takes a bounce at midfield. Here's Josh Yoder with it at midfield for the Hawks. Inside the circle, he'll find Blake Stutzman. Into the offensive end, here's Boddicker. Couldn't control it. It'll be cut off by the Golden Bears. Kick inside the circle, finds Jace Hilty. Hilty, offensively for the Golden Bears, has it. Ball deflected near side. It'll be cut off by Max Jones. Back over to Blake Stutzman. Stutzman's kick into the offensive side. He'll find Christian Mullett offensively. Mullett off to the races. In the open field now, has it on that right wing. Dances around the defender. Mullett still with it near the top of the box. His pass left side goes to Boddicker. Boddicker around one defender near the goal line. His kick deflected, goes across the goal line just on the outside of that net. And I believe it was deflected, though, by Wayndale. So
yes,
Highland
has
a corner kick again.
Yeah, they'll have our third corner kick. Noah Troyer going to take this one.
Troyer does it from the near side and Boddicker from the far side. So Troyer, his second corner kick, third overall for Highland. That kick, a little lining kick. Near the net, going to be knocked out of there. Could have been dangerous, but it goes off the foot now of Gavin Sarver outside of the box. Get it over to Rowan Miller in traffic. Knocked away from him. And now stolen by Case Milner. Golden Bears have it defensively. Milner controls it, trying to get it around. Troyer couldn't do it. Troyer steals it away. Noah Troyer near the top of the box. Looking for some room. Knocked away from him. Now to the right side. Here's Kachuk. Gets around one defender. Kachuk inside the box. His shot going to be to the left corner of that net. That'll be Roman Kachuk. Gives the Hawks a 1-0 lead. 27-48 to play first half. We'll be back after this. This is Boys High School Soccer on WKLM.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
Roman Kachuk, his first goal of the season. Christian Mullet had the assist, his first assist of the year. And Highland has a 1-0 lead now. And they did that with 27:40 to go here in this first half. As play resumes now, it'll be on that far side near the corner. I believe it went across to go across the goal line again as we're just getting
so. Yeah, I think we're going to see another corner kick.
The Hawks will have it for the fourth time, a corner kick from that near side of the field. It's lobbed up in the air, going to be a header in traffic in front of the net, but knocked out of there by Jace Hilty. Knocked down by Bodie Gertz, centering pass down to Boddicker, knocks it back near the midfield circle. Knocked back the other way, and that centering pass over to Noah Troyer. Troyer will back it up. Now to Kachuk, now high on the right side. 1-0 Highland. Kachuk works it, gets a pass off down to the right wing, back to Gertz, back to Kachuk, outside of the box. And a Gertz with it high on the right. He lobs his pass inside the box, and deflected left side, gets over to Boddicker. Boddicker around one defender, his shot going to be knocked down by the defender, Seth Hostetler. Turned his back on it, and knocked outside of the box area, knocked back down, or chased back down, I should say, by Luke Boddicker. Boddicker lobs it inside the box, going to be a header, knocked out of there, off the foot of Rowan Miller. And finally corralled by Gavin Sarver for the Golden Bears. Also to the sideline, across the touch. It'll be a throw-in now, I believe, going to be for Wayndale. Now they're going to say it will be Wayndale with the throw. 26 minutes to play, first half. Throw-in going to be header by Kachuk. He'll knock it up in the air, takes a bounce. Rolls it inside the box, looking for it. Here's Christian Mullet near the goal line in traffic. Mullet dances around, his kick deflected. Here, a kick can be Noah Troyer deflected away now to the far side. And finally knocked across that touch. Throw in again for the Hawks, but he looked back at that goal, Scott. Obviously, Kachuk had an opportunity, and he cashed in.
Yeah, that was an excellent shot by him, as well as the assist from Christian Mullet.
Lobbed in, strong throw inside the box. Here's Boddicker goes after, but a whistle going to be blown, I believe, offside call against Highland.
So yeah, I'm sure that the Golden Bears are a little frustrated because it's been mostly down in their end from the defensive standpoint, and Highland continues to push and push, and they've had multiple opportunities. We've barely seen the ball in the Highland defensive end.
And again, Highland on the attack. Here's the kick by Mullet inside over to Rowan Miller. Miller's kick goes wide left and scooped up finally by goalkeeper Jared Hilty. Dangerous play that time on that kick by Rowan Miller.
Yeah, he was just a half step away from having a chance to shoot that.
Just couldn't get a strong kick on it. That'll be punted away and across the touch at midfield. Here's the throw in by Max Jones. He'll find Rowan Miller, but a whistle blown. He'll have to re-throw it, it looks like. Throws it now backwards over to Josh Yoder. Centers the pass up. He's off the foot now of Perrin Miller. Back to the far side. Gertz will control it. Bodie Gertz back over to Perrin Miller. Miller rolls it inside the circle. And chased down by Max Jones. Jones has it offensively for Highland, up 1-0. Jones with it high on the left side. Works it to the near side corner near the goal line. It'll be stolen away by Bronson Wickens. And finally knocked across that touch.
Yeah, it was a good play by Wickens to take him off the ball. But for not, as the Highland Hawks will still have possession.
Right at that corner. Like Christian Mullet will throw it in. Strong throw inside the box. Takes a bounce. Going to be a header. Goes in that left corner of that net. It's going to be a goal, I believe.
Yep, and I think that's number 13, Rowan Miller. Yeah, he was one of the ones that was teeing it up a little bit ago. And finally got a chance to get point blank. and put it past the keeper.
Opportunistic play, no doubt about it, by Rowan Miller. And I believe Christian Mullett had that throw in.
Yep, like, and that'll give you another assist for him.
So Hawks, just like that, they take a 2-0 lead. Rowan Miller, his first goal of the year. Mullett, his second assist of the ballgame. 2-0 Hawks. And again, that's not a corner kick, but a lot like one, Scott. He had the throw in right from that corner, and
oh, yes.
Hawks made the most of it.
Yeah, that's one of those things that in a lot of levels of the sport of soccer, they've gotten away from using the throw-in, the really good throw-in, as an offensive weapon. And teams that practice it and use it regularly, they're going to find that every once in a while they're going to, you know, use that just like you said, a corner kick.
Play back and away, knocked across that touch area. A reminder, we are video live streaming today's contest on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of Claxon Communications. Jacob Heading producing tonight's live stream coverage, and Andrew Dunlap working in the cameras. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage of tonight's contest. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. It is Blaisdon Mullins back in the studio. And back near the midfield area, ball knocked across that touch off the foot of Case Milner, who couldn't quite control it. Hawks going to have this throw. 2-0 Highland, 23-35 and counting first half. Boys high school soccer action from Highland. Of course, we'll have tomorrow night high school football. West Holmes, their season opener, playing host to Tryway and Knight Stadium. And then Saturday, we'll have more boys soccer action. It'll be West Holmes. They'll be playing host to Maslin airtime around 10:40 a.m. Game time 11 o'clock. We'll also be live streaming that game coming away on Saturday. Ball thrown in by Max Jones goes over to Josh Yoder. You'll find on the pass over to Perrin Miller. Back over to Josh Yoder. Near side of the pass to Max Jones on the defensive end. Jones controls it shy of the midfield line. As the Hawks now play ball control on the kick back to Josh Yoder. Now to Perrin Miller on the defensive side. They'll spread the field. The pass goes to Bodie Gertz. And off of his foot and across the touch. Throw in now for the Golden Bears.
Rare error for the Hawks. It's not too often that they're going to let one just slip out of bounds on them.
No doubt.
Out of play.
And here is the throw-in by Chase Wolfter for the Golden Bears. That throw-in will be a header by Bodie Gertz near the midfield area. Christian Mullett trying to control it. And knocked away back inside that circle. Who's off the foot now of Brock Badger. Lob kick. Now a header by Chase Wolfter. Takes a bounce. Corralled by Bodie Gertz. Finds Perrin Miller. Highland again has it defensively. Gets over to Josh Yoder. Near side to Max Jones. Back into the offensive end. Finds his teammate now in Isaac Thomas, who's in the game now, the senior for Highland. He was near side with the pass, goes across that touch. He's off the foot of Seth Hostetler, and I believe Highland going to have this throw. Trotting over there, Christian Mullett.
I think that was number 6 for the Hawks, Caden Ruiz.
Ruiz in there. Yeah, back over to Christian Mullett near the goal line, looking for a cross. Inside the box, cut off. Knocked out of there. Going after going to be Case Milner. Milner has it for Wayndale defensively. Lobs it across the midfield line. Strong kick, rolls near side, but across that touch. He'll get it away from the Highland offensive side at least, but the Hawks will have a throw.
Yeah, Milner has been a bright spot for the Bears so far in this first half. Trying to get the ball connected to Dakota Capoletti, his teammate, number 3. But too many Hawks in the same area that they're trying to work.
Hawks have it now on that defensive end. Ball cut off. Takes a bounce. Ruiz trying to get to it instead. Milner will get a foot on that ball. He'll back up for Wayndale on the offensive end. Pass goes to Seth Hostetler. Hostetler lobs it near the top of the box. Cut off by Perrin Miller. He'll find Josh Yoder defensively. Yoder has it for the Hawks now. 2-0 Highland. Under 20 minutes to play in the first half. Yoder, short pass, gets it over to Blake Stutzman. Back over to Bodie Gertz, shy of that midfield circle. Out of Ruiz. Gets it over on the pass to Blake Stutzman. Knocks it to the far sideline. Bodie Gertz has it for Highland defensively. Hawks controlling it on that defensive side. Perrin Miller has it near that defensive box for Highland. Now to Blake Stutzman again. Stutzman pass near side. Now to Josh Yoder. The Hawks kind of playing keep away right now. 2-0 Highland. 19 minutes to play first half. A kick going to be deflected by Milner. Takes a bounce over to Isaac Thomas. Thomas has a knock away, now corralled by Christian Mullet. Mullet, strong kick into the Highland. Offensive end takes a bounce. Far side, deflected away by Lance Kearney. Kearney, strong kick again. Finally goes across that touch. It'll be a throw in for the Hawks midway into their offensive side. Ball lobbed in by Bodie Gertz. Header by Mullet. Takes a bounce inside the box. Scooped up by goalkeeper Jared Hilty before Highland had a chance to get a foot on that ball. Good aggressive play by Jared Hilty. Junior goalkeeper, he'll punt it away. Short kick near the box, and near the center circle, I should say. Knocked off the leg, however, of Stussman. Couldn't control. That rolls across the touch. Case Milner now to throw it in. Short throw now goes to Seth Hosteller. Deflected away. Hilty going after near sideline. Knocks it over to the defender. And then Max Jones hits a foot on that ball again, does Hilty. Hilty controls it. Works it around. Gets a pass over to Jace Hilty. He'll back it up. Centering pass down to Wolfter. Wolfter gets it near the top of the box. Long kick goes wide right off the leg, I believe, of Dakota Capaldi. Goes across that goal line. And that's about the first kick we've really seen in the direction of the goal.
And the Golden Bears actually starting to put two or three passes together. And that's something that they haven't been able to do much in this first half.
Will be a goal kick for the Hawks. Short kick by goalkeeper Chase Koblenz, the junior goalkeeper. And Highland will get it out of there. Centering pass that time went over to the direction of Cameron Yoder. Now knocked across the midfield line. There's the header inside the circle. Off the leg of Jace Hilty for Wayndale. And kick. Now like Cordell Troyer knocked away. Knocked high in the air on the kick by Brock Badger. Bounces near sideline. Corralled by Isaac Thomas. Bounces in front of Case Milner. Now finally across that touch. It will be a throw-in for the Hawks. Right at midfield, McRoy alongside Scott Miller. For tonight's broadcast, throw in for Max Jones. He'll get it to Blake Stutzman. 16 and a half to play first half. 2-0 Highland. Pass far side. Knocked across midfield. Gets over to Christian Mullet. Mullet double teamed. Works the far sideline. Gets a pass off just behind him as he got it over to Joel Leinbach, who's in the game now. Now stolen inside the circle. Goes near side of Case Milner. Milner has it knocked down right back to him. Sliding kick goes near sideline. Now over to Isaac Thomas. Back to Ruiz. You'll find the Hawks on the defensive end. That pass to Max Jones. Jones gets it over to a teammate again and Bodie Gertz. Gertz finds it on his pass, far side. Looking forward is Perrin Miller. Miller controls it defensively. Back over to Bodie Gertz. Centering pass. Goes right past Blake Stutzman and gets it over to Cameron Yoder, the junior. Yoder works his pass back to the far sideline. Try to get that over to Joel Leinbach, but knocked across the midfield circle. Hawks will have it. Working that ball around Christian Mullet. Mullet's pass far side over to Leinbach. Works it down the far sideline, but knocked away. Finally stolen by the Golden Bears. Here's that kick by Gavin Sarver after he got that steal. Sarver tries to get the pass off. He does so. Been now cut off on the steal by Blake Stutzman. Puts his pass. Goes far in. Hawks trying to control it in traffic on that kick. Back to the far side to Connor Hirschberger. And they'll try to keep it in play. Finally goes across that touch. It's going to be a throw-in, I believe, for Wayndale. Maybe going to call a foul, I believe. Base that ball just shy of that midfield line. First direct kick we've seen for either side. 14:45 and counting first half. Kick is sent away by Kearney. Strong kick. Off the leg of Perrin Miller. Goes to your side, Max Jones. Jones off his chest now. Tries to keep it in play down the near sideline. He does so, but stolen by Case Milner. Milner guarded tightly by Max Jones. Now corralled by Isaac Thomas for the Hawks. 14:20 to play first half. 2-0 Highland. That pass over to Keaton Ruiz, now across, just behind him, goes across the touch. Hawks getting some other guys in there here, Scott. And Scott Boddicker talked about that before the game, that a goal in this game is to get off to an early lead and get a chance to get some other substitutes in a game like this.
And once those subs have come on, it has given a little bit of life to the Golden Bears, just simply because they don't quite have that experience and that touch. But again, Case Milner for the Golden Bears, you know, he's been, again, kind of one of those early first half highlights. Unfortunately, he's just not able to find too many teammates, because typically once he has the ball, even though he's got control of the ball, he can't find one of his teammates, because there's four or five Hawks, you know, lurking out around the area that he's holding the ball.
Yeah, they've been swarming around him. But as you mentioned, he's been the one guy trying to get something started for this Wayndale offense. Play resumes. Highland has it on their defensive end. 13-15 to play in counting first half, 2-0 Hawks. Short pass goes to Keaton Ruiz, the junior. Ruiz rolls his pass near the midfield line. Set back the other direction by Brock Badger. Intercepted by Blake Stutzman for the Hawks. Stutzman has it again defensively. Gets a pass off just behind him to Perrin Miller. Miller works it near side of the field. Now to Bodie Gertz. Gertz back to Perrin Miller. Surveys the field, does Miller. His kick across midfield, tries to get over to Christian Mullen. Mullen had it momentarily, but knocked away by Lance Kearney. And across the touch, now Highland is going to have this throw. Strong throw, far side. Connor Hershberger tried to get to it, but cut off instead and knocked across the touch by a leaping Jace Wolfter. Throw in again for Highland. Here's Cameron Yoder, midway into Highland's offensive end. Yoder lobs it inside the box, takes a bounce to Hershberger. Here's a header inside the box by Badger and knocked out of there. Strong kick, it was sailing over the goalpost, though, on the kick, I believe, but it was Ruiz.
Yeah, that looked like, you know, if he was another 5 yards deeper, that looked like it was just angling right down and would have probably come into the goal just underneath the crossbar. Definitely made the goalkeeper from the Golden Bears, Jared Hilty, think twice.
No doubt, strong kick. It'll be the fifth goal kick tonight for Wayndale. Sent away on the kick now by Kearney. Knocked down by Cameron Yoder. Yoder has it stolen away by Cordell Troyer. Troyer tries to control it to the far sideline. Battling with Hershberger. It's a pass off. Lob kick inside the circle down to Gavin Sarver. Sarver has it knocked away by Ruiz, battling for that ball. Ruiz trying to steal it. He finally does so. Hawks have it offensively. Ruiz pass. Gets it over to Christian Mullet against that double team. Mullet rolls it now high in the right. Goes over his teammate now to the far side of the field. That kick by Joel Lineback back to the far sideline corner. Here's Connor Hershberger, past the defender near the goal line. Gets a cross off and gets the left side over to Ryan Baird. Baird's kick goes just over the goalpost. The shot opportunity, Ryan Baird had it. An open shot from that left wing, but just a bit high on that kick.
Yeah, and that first pass in was an excellent pass. I thought that maybe the Hawk, who was there right around that 6 yard box, might have had a chance to take a shot.
Baird, a sophomore in the game, kick sent away on the goal kick for Wayndale. Cut off around that circle area by Highland's Blake Stutzman. Goes near side of the pass to Ryan Baird, and now corralled by Buddy Gertz. Knocks it back to his goalkeeper, Chase Koblenz. Koblenz rolls it far in to Perrin Miller, back to Chase Koblenz. Koblenz has it. And centering pass down over to the far over to the middle of the field, over to Blake Stutzman. Rolls it back to the midfield line. Linebach will dance around with it. Gets his pass to Perrin Miller defensively. Hawks again playing keep away. Over to Bertie Gertz now on the defensive side. 10 minutes to play, first half, 2-0 Highland. Here's Stutzman with it now near the circle. His kick is a strong kick into the Highland offensive end, going after it. Going to be scooped up by Jared Hilty, as going after it as well was Isaac Thomas of Highland, but Hilty got to it first. So Jared Hilty scoops it up near the top of the box, and he'll punt it away. Off the side of the foot, goes near midfield, and it's over to Case Milner, but knocked away from him by Ryan Baird. Now to Isaac Thomas, back to Baird. He'll find Josh Yoder. Yoder will back it up. His pass just behind him to Perrin Miller. Rolls it near side. Gets it over to Ryan Baird. Baird in the pass to Blake Stutzman. Spins around with it. 9:15 to play first half. 2-0 Highland. They add up Heron Miller as the Hawks spread the field. Rolls inside the circle. And Ruiz rolls it near side, controlled by Isaac Thomas. On the pass to Ryan Baird. Sliding kick now by Hosta that goes rolling across that touch. Hawks going to have this throw.
Now it looks like he might call it
maybe a direct
kick or free kick from
an aggressive play that time by Hostetler to knock it away. We'll see. He got a part of the Hawks there on that play to call that a trip. It'll be a direct kick for Highland there first.
I don't think there was anything malicious in it. It just happened to be that he clipped him ever so slightly.
So Stutzman now with the kick, lobs inside the box. It'll be a header, goes in the hands of goalkeeper Jared Hilty.
Yeah, the goalkeeper did a nice job that time, making sure he kept his eyes on the ball.
I believe that was Christian Mullen who got that header. Third keeper save, though, by Jared Hilty. He'll punt it away back near the midfield line. Takes a bounce now to Cornell Troyer. Has a stolen away by Cameron Yoder. His kick deflected far sideline. Connor Hershberger has the ball for Highland offensively. Hershberger, strong kick, goes over to Blake Stutzman. Near the top of the box to Ruiz. Dances around with it. Ruiz's kick deflected back far side. Now corralled by Gavin Sarver. Gets it over to Cordell Troyer. To Capaldi in the far sideline. And now stolen away. Finally goes across the touch off the Hawks. Off the foot of Joel Leinbach. It'll be a throw-in now for Wayndale.
It's like wholesale substitutions back in the game for the Hawks, as well as a couple for the Golden Bears. Trying to keep those legs as fresh as possible. Highland with that 2-0 lead with just about 7 minutes remaining here in this first half.
McCoy alongside Scott Miller for tonight's broadcast. And all thrown in across midfield, takes the bounce. Highland has it defensively. Perrin Miller with that pass to his goalkeeper, Chase Koblenz. He'll find Bodie Gertz defensively. Near side of the pass down to Max Jones. Jones has it as the Hawks spread the field. Just shy of the midfield circle on the pass now to Quinn Mullet, the junior, in the game now for the Hawks. Into the Highland offensive end. Kachuk now has it. Knocked away from back to the far sideline. Going after that ball as Gavin Sarver goes across the touch. Highland's going to have this throw on their offensive end.
And that group that just came in, they're continuing to be aggressive. Going to push the ball, see if they can get another goal before this first half runs out.
Christian Mullet will have this throw. 6-13 and counting first half, 2-0 Hawks. Mullet lobs inside the box. Header by Kachuk, takes a bounce near the goal line. Header by Brock Badger. And finally grabbed off the turf by goalkeeper Jared Hilty.
Yeah, he did a nice job. Again, he keeps his eyes on the ball.
Hilty punts it away. Sails inside the circle, knocked down by Gertz. Now corralled by Jace Hilty. Hilty double team, spins away from it. Gets it over to Cordell Troyer. Troyer tries to control it defensively. Knocks it backwards to Kearney. Kearney will knock it away inside the circle. Off the chest now to Bernie Gertz. Gertz works it near side on the pass. Going to be intercepted. Knocked back to the Wayneville offensive ends. Knocked away the other way by goalkeeper Chase Koblenz off of his foot. Inside the circle to Blake Stutzman. And midfield Rowan Miller now has the ball. Miller inside the circle area goes over to Quinn Mullet. Back to the far side. Hawks have it on the offensive end. Here's the kick by the Hawks in Maverick Troyer in the game now, the senior. To Kachuk. Kachuk centering pass to Mullet. Knocked away by Cordell Troyer. Here's the kick near midfield. Back over to Keith Milner. Just pie him, though. A bit strong in the kick as it sailed past Keith Milner and across the touch. Now Highland's going to have this throw. Beyond the Hawks defensive end. Under 5 minutes to play. First half, 2-0 Highland. That throw in goes to Rowan Miller. Miller against Milner. Rolls it across the midfield line. He'll find Luke Boddicker. Seals in the Highland offensive side. Here's Kachuk inside the box. Kachuk near the goal line, inside the box. Dances around with it, looking for a cross. That kick knocked out the foot of a hard-charging Christian Mullet and across the goal line near the goal post. It'll be a goal kick now for Wayndale. This will be their seventh goal kick of the first half compared to one for Highland. 4 minutes to play, first half, 2-0 Hawks. Kick by Kearney, rolls it over to Cordell Troyer. He'll take a bounce, and going after it is Gavin Sarver. He'll spin away from the defender. Sarver has it stolen away by Noah Troyer. Troyer's pass back near the circle. Here's a kick near side off the foot of Quinn Mullett, goes near sideline to Rowan Miller. He'll keep it in play. Dances around the defender, does Miller near that goal line area. Miller can't quite turn the corner. Works at left wing. Miller double teamed. Pass just behind him. Goes over to Ryan Baird. Baird near the goal line. Gets a cross off. That'll be intercepted by Seth Hostetler. Deflected away inside the box. Takes a bounce. Knock high in the air on the kick. Going to be a header by Kachuk. Goes wide right near the goal line and across the goal line. And it will be a goal kick again for Wayneville.
Goal kick number 8.
3 minutes to go, first half. 2-0 Highland. Reminder, this game being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. A kick knocked down by Case Milner. Milner working with the ball. Physical play. Finally a shove going to be called on Luke Boniker. Direct kick for Wayne Hill. Their second. Plays that ball midway into Wayne Hill's defensive side. Lance Kearney, the senior, he'll have the kick. 2.5 to play in the first half. Strong kick is sailing into the Wayne Hill offensive end. Deflected back across that touch. Will result in another throw-in for Wayne Hill. Bronson Wickens, the junior, throws it in. Over to Jace Hilty. Hilty back over to Seth Hostetler. Near side of the pass to Milner. Milner has it knocked away by a diving Ryan Baird. And back to Luke Boniker, who knocks into the Highland offensive side. Going after Kachuk, he'll get to it. Kachuk into the open field for Highland offensively. He'll back it up. Moving quickly, pass over to Noah Troyer, who is stolen away by Troyer of Wayndale. Cordell Troyer now across the midfield line. Intercepted, however, by Ryan Baird. Knocks it back behind him to Bodie Gertz. 1.5 to play, first half, 2-0 Hawks. Back over to Perrin Miller, now to Bodie Gertz. Rolls it across midfield. He'll find Luke Boniker. Boniker back inside the circle. Got it over to Quinn Mullett, now to Gertz. 1:15 to play, first half. Here's Perrin Miller, who has the ball. Works it near the midfield line into the Highland offensive end. With it is Christian Mullett, who danced around with the ball. Past the double team. Mullett has it high on the right side. Back to the right wing. Mullett lobs it in the air near the neck. Takes a bounce near the goal line area. Going after it, Rowan Miller gets to that ball. On the left side, over to Ryan Baird. Deflected outside of the box. Off the foot now of Case Milner. Left side out of Kachuk. Kachuk is passed down to Rowan Miller. Miller lobs it and across inside the box. Knocked away and sent away out the foot of Cordell Troyer. Now cut off by Boniker, right wing. Boniker is in the box, and that kick goes deflected across the goal line off the foot of Christian Mullett. Couldn't quite control it. It'll be a goal kick now for Wayndale. That comes with 25 seconds in counting in the first half as the wind picks up a little bit here over in Highland.
Yeah, I don't think we would have been saying that a couple days ago with all that heat and humidity, and tonight it's actually almost a little chilly out here.
Yeah, I guess we'll take that. That goes bouncing across that touch with 5 seconds to play first half. And that will do it. And then we are at halftime in boys high school soccer from Highland. And it is Highland 2 and Wayndale nothing. Back around the recap the first half for you after this on WKLM.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
has insurance, you got Kyle.
Hey, Kyle. It's Brenda. I was just reading through your proposal, and I have a few questions.
When we drafted up your proposal, we really aimed right down the middle.
Sometimes wonder if your insurance agent true priority is more time on the golf course.
At Hummel, we do insurance differently. Our expert advisors help you not only mitigate risk, but operate more efficiently. Decrease employee turnover and increase your bottom line.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Driving close to power lines is usually safe, but accidents can happen unexpectedly. Do you know what to do if you come across downed power lines? Step 1, stay inside your vehicle for safety. It's often safer than being outside with live cables. Simultaneously, dial 911 for immediate assistance. Step 2, also ensure that no one approaches the vehicle. It's advisable to maintain a distance of at least 50 feet from the car. To learn more, reach out to your local co-op for additional information.
Attention students and parents near the Garraway in Highland Districts. Ready to kickstart a future in business? Be a part of the Buckeye Business Academy Open House, August 2nd from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Holmes Center for the Arts in Berlin. Discover how students gain valuable office and computer skills, accounting knowledge, and industry-recognized credentials that employers want. Whether you're planning for college or the workforce, your business journey starts here. Don't miss it. August 2nd at the Holmes Center for the Arts. Learn more at the Buckeye Business Academy Open House.
Ecoseal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation, waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, Ecoseal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Havrin's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
Halftime in boys high school soccer from Highland. The Hawks have a 2-0 lead over the Wayndale Golden Bears. Two goals in the first half, both by Highland, and was Roman Kachuk who got the first goal with 27:40 to play in the first half. His first goal of the year came off the assist of Christian Mullen, and his first assist of the year gave Highland the 1-0 lead early. Then the Hawks would score again with 23:25 to play in the first half. It would be Rowan Miller who would get his first goal of the season off the second assist of the game of Christian Mullen. And Highland at that point had a 2-0 lead, got some subs in after that, played some keep away in the first half. The Hawks would hold on to that 2-0 lead going into halftime. By my count, 10 shots on goal for Highland in the first half, none for Wayndale. The Golden Bears had 3 keeper saves, Highland had none. And 1 direct kick for the Hawks, 2 for Wayndale. Wayndale had 1 indirect kick off the offsides call on the Hawks, Highland had none. Highland did have 4 corner kicks, none for the Golden Bears. Highland had 1 goal kick, while Wayndale had 9 goal kicks in the first half. And Highland has the 2-0 halftime lead. Nat Croy alongside Scott Miller here for the contest. The Hawks are really getting those two goals early and really kind of controlled that first half.
Yeah, well, you know, I see it as having the Hawks having about 85% possession. It was hard for Wayndale to piece more than a couple passes together in that first half, and when they were able to do that, that was when some of the Hawks substitutes were in the game, and they weren't taking care of the ball quite as well as what those starters do. From a experience standpoint, you know, looking down these rosters, both teams are, you know, relatively experienced, but I think from a pure soccer standpoint, you know, Highland advancing a much further in their last couple of seasons into the OHSAA tournament. You know, that's something that when you get that many more touches in a, you know, 14, 15 game season plus then anything you can do in the tournament, you know, that just makes you that much better. And so freshmen become sophomores even before your season is over. And Highland, you know, kind of getting started where they left off at the end of the 2024 season. Wayndale, again, they're doing a nice job. They're putting a lot of people in the box inside that 18 to keep Highland out. Highland hasn't had a lot of, you know, unobstructed attempts at goal. But again, Wayndale just hard trying to piece more than one or two passes together there in that first half, and then just, you know, trying to hold possession long enough to get some forwards up to possibly encroach that 18-yard box for the Highland Hawks.
2-0 Highland at halftime. Back at the second half after this on WKOM.
Technology shouldn't slow you down. It should move you forward. Hi, this is Ryan Taggart with LogiVision Technologies, and we've been helping local businesses for over 12 years on US 62 in Winesburg, solving tech problems and making everyday operations easier. We know small business challenges because we've lived them, and we are here with custom IT solutions that just simply work. At LogiVision, it's people first for our clients and our team. That means service with integrity, professionalism, and real care. Call 330-234-5025 for your free consultation today. LogiVision Technologies, local IT, real solutions, people first.
When you work the land, you know, out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Pro-VS Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Pro-VS Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
Just about ready for the start of the second half. Highland, their next game will be Saturday at Oroville. Wayndale plays Saturday at Tri-Way. Again, for our next soccer broadcast, it'll be boys soccer this Saturday. Massillon at West Holmes. We'll be live streaming that game as well. Airtime 10:40 a.m. Game time at 11 o'clock. Matt Croy alongside Scott Miller. And reminder, this game is being video live streamed as well on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxon communication team of Jacob Heading, who is producing tonight's live stream coverage, and Andrew Dunlap working the camera. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio to find the live stream coverage for tonight's broadcast. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Blaisdon Mullins is back in the studio. Reminder, of course, high school football tomorrow night. West Holmes playing host to Tri-Way in our hometown football. Friday night pregame show begins at 6, kickoff at 7 o'clock. All ready for the second half of this one. 2-0 Hawks. And Wayne has it on that far side. Kick back to the far end. Goes across the touch off the foot of Bronson Wickens, who couldn't keep it in play. And Ohio's going to have this throw in. Hawks going to play and keep away a lot of part of that first half, Scott. You got to believe the Hawks are trying to come out here and make a strong showing here to start the second half.
Yeah, possibly if they can get a couple goals in here, maybe see if they can shorten this contest a little bit. But, it is early season, so I know they want to get as many of their substitutes in the game. If this was a later season contest, they're just going to go full bore and see how many goals you can get. And get home early.
No doubt. So Wayndale has it on that defensive side. That Cinderbowl was deflected off of Highland before. And then they had the throw. That kick intercepted by Bodie Gertz at midfield. He'll get a pass off. Over to Boddicker, who whiffed on that kick. He'll get back to it, though. Back near the circle, you'll find Blake Stussman. Rolls it back to the far side. Kick goes off the foot of Max Jones. Jones to Rowan Miller, who's double-teamed. Gets it over to Christian Millett, back over to Max Jones near the goal line. Jones looking for a cross, rolls it near the top of the box.
Wow, I can't believe that ball rolled all the way across the 18 box, and nobody touched it from either team.
Boddicker's pass to Millett, back to Boddicker, knocked out of there, though. Back to Christian Millett, Troyer with the ball. Troyer weaves past the defender, his kick deflected inside the box, but cut off and knocked across that touchline near side off the foot of Wayndale in Lance Koenig.
Yeah, and Highland will have the wind to their back in this second half, so we'll see if that affects anything with regard to the Golden Bears and how they defend.
Christian Mullen now to throw it in. Lobs inside the box. Here's a header by Tkachuk in front of the net, and somehow that slipped through the Hawks. Fingers as it rolls across the touch on the far side, knocked away that time by Cordell Troyer, but again, that ball rolled right in front of the net, and somehow Highland did not knock it in. So Wayndale dodges that bullet. And Hawks will have this throw. Christian Mullen lobs it high in the air inside the box. Header by Tkachuk goes into the hands of goalkeeper Jared Hilty. Hilty gets set to put this away. Short kick. Going to be corralled by Case Milner. Milner, double team as Tkachuk was around it. Now over to Chase Wolfter, his lob kick knocked down. Now Christian Mullett has that ball near the top of the box. Mullett rolls it now right wing, controls it. Mullett near the goal line looking for a cross, backs it up now. Still controls it, does Mullett near the box area. The ball knocked away across the goal line off the foot. Brock Badger, Highland's going to have a corner kick.
Yep, that'll be number 5 as I see it. And it'll be the first one of this second half.
They'll do it from the near side of the field. Luke Boddicker going to do the throwing. Again, the wind picking up in the second half. 36 and a half to go in the second half of action. 2-0 Hawks. Luke Boddicker has this kick. Strong kick, sails in front of the net, goes off the fingers, deflected away, but from Hilty outside of the box. Now Case Milner gets to it for Wayndale defensively. Milner works it near sideline, stolen away by Luke Boddicker. Boddicker over to Rowan Miller. His header inside the box. Here's a header again and rolls finally across that goal line.
I think we're going to get another corner kick. I think the defender right there in front of the goalkeeper didn't realize that his keeper was there, but he probably did the smart thing and just tried to get it out. But Highland will have another corner kick here.
Yeah, I believe that was Christian Mullen who got the header inside the box. And as you mentioned, deflected away. Kick by Boddicker on the corner kick. Knocked out of there again. Bounces it outside the box, near sideline. Finally, across that touch, it's going to be off of Wayndale. Chasing after Dakota Capelty, couldn't get to it. Highland's going to have the throw. Bodery Gertz will lock it in. Blob of the end, I should say, on the pass. Gertz knocked away from him. Takes the bounce near side. On that right wing, the Kachuk. Out of the corner. Moniker's kick deflected near the goal line. Here's Seth Hostetler, who knocks it out of there for Wayndale. Centering pass going to be intercepted by Josh Yoder. Yoder's pass. Right side now to Luke Boddicker through his feet. And now to Case Milner, who steals it away. Milner dances around with it defensively. Rolls it near his side. He'll get over to Chase Wolfter, who keeps it in play. Now to Dakota Capelty. Knocked away by Gertz. Back on the right side. Over to Case Milner. Milner lobs it up in the air. That'll be intercepted by Perrin Miller. His centering pass. Gets over to Noah Troyer. Troyer's pass high on the left to Max Jones. He'll survey it. Back over to Noah Troyer. Troyer's pass over to Stussman. Over to Luke Boddicker, high on the right. Boddicker's pass, right side, down to Bodie Gertz. Gertz on the attack. Works it near the goal line. Gertz with the cross. Inside the box, knocked back down. And knocked out of there by Case Milner again for Wayndale. He's bouncing in the middle of the field. Over to Josh Yoder. You'll find Noah Troyer. Troyer has it knocked away. Near side over to Dakota Capelty. Out of Jace Hilty for Wayndale. Hilty's pass goes far side. He'll find Gavin Sarver. Rolls it inside the circle. Intercepted by Josh Yoder. Yoder has it for the Hawks. It'll be cut off by Wayndale. Now Luke Boddicker has the ball for the Hawks. Just ahead of the midfield circle. His pass near the top of the box goes to Rowan Miller. Miller had it knocked away out of there. Near side by Kearney. Bounces it near sideline. Intercepted by Kachuk. Kachuk near the goal line. Inside the box. Gets his pass off. That kick by Noah Troyer goes wide right and across the goal line just outside of the goalpost. Good shot opportunity by Noah Troyer, but a bit wide. It'll be a goal kick for Wayndale, their 10th of the contest, their first of the second half. Sent away the kick by Kearney. Low lining kick bounces it near the midfield circle. Cut off, however, by Stutzman. Here's near side, intercepted by Jace Wolfter. Wolfter's pass with, again, intercepted by Luke Boddicker. Boddicker rolls it back near midfield to Bodie Gertz. He'll find Perrin Miller. Miller will chase it back down. Chasing after Dakota Capelty for Wayndale, but Miller got to it first. That kick across midfield by Josh Yoder. Getting the foot on the ball, Bronson Wickens for Wayndale. Back near midfield over to Seth Hostetler. Inside the circle now. Going after it, that is Jace Hilty. He's double-teamed. Hilty back over to Seth Hostetler. Inside the circle. Now to the Wayndale offensive end. Chased down defensively by Josh Yoder, however, for Highland. Rolls it across that touch. Now Wayndale's going to have a throw. And 33 minutes to play. 32 and a half to play in counting second half. 2-0 Highland.
Yeah, rare throw in for Wayndale, especially down in that Hawk defensive end of the field. See what Wayndale can do with this.
Be Bronson Wickens. It's a pass to Jace Hilty. They'll be knocked across that touchline. Throw in again for Wickens, about 5 yards away from that far side corner. Short throw near Hilty. Knocked out of there by Max Jones. Here's a bounce across that goal line off of Wayndale. So Highland's going to have a goal kick now, their second goal kick of the contest. Junior goalkeeper Chase Koblenz with the kick. Short pass goes over to Perrin Miller. Miller will control it now on the Highland defensive end. Rolls his pass inside the circle. Hard charging kick goes up in the air by Brock Badger. Knocks into his teammate. And now stolen away by Perrin Miller. He'll find Blake Stutzman. Strong kick by Stutzman into the Highland offensive end. Cut off by Chase Wolfter, but chased back down by Christian Mullen offensively. Mullen inside the box. His shot going to be deflected wide right. Somebody got a foot on that ball and went off, I believe, the Wayndale. So Highland's going to have another corner kick. Good job to get a deflection. They look like he's going to have a wide open look at it momentarily, but instead it'll be a corner kick for Highland. This will be their seventh.
Yeah, Highland continues to be aggressive.
Moniker with the kick. Inside the box, header by Rowan Miller rolls it near the goal line and Rianel knocked away back near the midfield circle. Intercepted by Josh Yoder. Yoder's pass cut off by Case Milner. Ricochets back to Bodie Gertz. Gertz knocked away from him back near his side. Chase back down inside the box. Here's Boddicker who has it. Boddicker's cross going to be cut off. And I believe that they go across the goal line. Did they save it? They did save it.
Yeah, they were able to get just behind that ball.
Wolfter back now to Luke Boddicker on the right wing. Boddicker's kick intercepted by Chase Hilty. He'll get it out of there to Dakota Capaldi. Capaldi across midfield. He'll find Case Milner with it for Wayndale offensively. 2-0 Highland, 30 minutes to play. We're in the second half. Here's Capaldi. His kick knocked away across the touch. That'll be by Blake Stutzman. The Golden Bears will have this throw midway into their offensive end. Milner lobs it high in the air. Knocked down in front of Noah Troyer. Now off the foot of Gavin Sarver. Here's the steal by Noah Troyer. Troyer's pass far side. Over to Rowan Miller. Miller will work it into the Highland offensive end. Miller will race it down that far sideline to the left wing. Miller inside the box. Near the goal line. Miller looking for a cross. Gets the shot off. Goes wide right in. Finally across that goal line. See if it was touched by anybody.
Yep, and it looks like the official has signaled for a corner kick. Looked like maybe somebody from Wayndale did get a little bit of a deflection on it. That was great run up by Rowan Miller.
Showing off that speed. Eighth corner kick tonight for Highland, already their fourth of the second half. Boddicker with the kick, sails up in the air, deflected away by Jared Hildy. Now knocked to the top of the goalpost and deflected over it. I believe Kachuk got a foot on that ball, but instead it'll be a goal kick.
Post saved that one.
So it'll be the 11th goal kick for Wayndale on the night now. The Hawks inches away from getting that third goal of the game. 28.5 and counting second half, 2-0 Highland. Matt Croy alongside Scott Miller. Reminder of this game being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of our partnership with Claxon Communications. Jacob Henning producing tonight's live stream coverage, and Andrew Dunlap working the camera. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Blaise DeMullins back in the studio. It is Wayndale who has the ball. Near side over to Case Milner, knocked away from him and across that touch. And it's going to be a throw-in for Highland now. Bodie Gertz will have the throw. Just into the Highland offensive end. Actually, they are going to say it's Wayndale. Thrown in by Case Milner. Cut off the steal by Luke Boddicker. Now to Kachuk. He's double-teamed. In traffic, Kachuk tries to control it. Gets away from there. He gets a pass over to Luke Boddicker. Boddicker with it high on the right side. His pass intercepted by Seth Hostetler. Near side of the pass, Dakota Capaldi. And he'll tightrope the near sideline across the touch. Throw in now for Bodie Gertz for Highland. He'll find Christian Bullitt knocked away across the touchline, however, by Cordell Troyer. Again, Highland has this throw.
See if Highland can get some numbers up there in the box.
Running start of the throw by Bullitt. Lobs it inside that box. Here's the header. Back to Bullitt near that corner area. Rolls across the goal line, I do believe. So that should be a corner kick for Highland again. Boddicker.
Corner.
Boddicker will have it near side. The ninth corner kick tonight. 2-0 Highland. Under 27 minutes to play. Second half. Boddicker now with the kick. Lobs into the air near the net. Snatched away by goalkeeper Jared Hilty, however. Hilty surveys it, and he will punt it away. Low line and kick takes a bounce inside the circle. Here's the header. Going to be cut off by Cordell Troyer. Near side pass to Case Milner. Milner, here's near side with the pass to Chase Wolfter. Wolfter back over to Seth Hostetler. Kachuk now steal it away near the goal line. Kachuk's kick takes a bounce, goes into the hands of the goalkeeper, Jared Hilty. Tough angle on that kick, and Hilty was going to grab it off of that turf. He'll punt it away. Bounces it in that side of the circle. Here's the header. Josh Yoder gets to that ball for Highland at midfield. Now to Perrin Miller, back to Josh Yoder. Yoder's kick across midfield. He'll find Rowan Miller. Miller's pass back to the far sideline. Max Jones gets after that ball. Can't quite keep it in play, though, as he tries to chase it down. And a throw-in now for the Golden Bears with 25 and a half to play second half. With the throw here, it's going to be junior Bronson Wickens. Rowan Miller will intercept after that throw-in. Hawks have it offensively. Miller had it, now stolen away by Jace Hilton. Cut off by Jones. Jones will knock it near the midfield circle for Highland. Here's Josh Yoder, who has the ball. He'll find the near side of the pass to Perry Miller, back to Josh Yoder. Down to Max Jones at midfield. Jones into the offensive end. He'll find Rowan Miller. Miller far sideline, knocked away from him. Gets back to it, stolen by Gavin Sarver. Knocks it midfield to Josh Yoder, who steps in front of the ball. Back to Max Jones, down to Josh Yoder. Yoder just shy of that midfield circle. Had a pair of Miller on the near sideline of the field. Miller surveys the field. He'll knock in the ball into the offensive end. Goes off of Bodie Gerstner across the touch, so Gerst couldn't control it. It'll be a throw-in now for Wayndale. 2-0 Highland. Got both goals scored in the first half, did the Hawks. That throw going to be a header by Luke Boddicker. And a Cordell Troyer.
Another takeaway by Highland.
Mullen had that steal now over to Kachuk from the corner. His cross going to be knocked down. Kick by Mullet goes.
Oh, beautiful.
Little spinning kick by Christian Mullet, and he got the goal. Christian Mullet, as you mentioned, what a kick that time to get that goal.
Came in from Kachuk, I believe, on the assist.
Comes with 23:54 to play in the second half. You mentioned Kachuk. And for Kachuk, that'll be his second assist of the year. Christian Mullet, a team-leading third goal of the season. And Highland will finally get that third goal. Now we have a 3-0 advantage. And nice little display of the skill that Christian Mullet has on that play.
Yeah, he did a nice job. He's already has two assists this evening, and now he's got a goal to go with those assists.
Bodie Gerst back on the attack for the Hawks. Sliding kick by Noah Troyer goes off the goalpost to the left side. Diving stop.
I was going to say that.
By Hilty. Wow.
Another outstanding save by the, well, mostly the corner post. But the keeper was right there with it.
Yeah, Troyer inches away from getting his third goal of the year. But instead, it stays 3-0 Highland. 23 minutes to play in this one. A kick near side, got across the touch off the foot of Dakota Kaplan. He couldn't control it. Highland going to have this throw. Gerst will lob it in. He'll find Noah Troyer. Gets it over to Mullet. Now the pass over to Quinn Mullet back on the far side left wing. Gavin Sarver tries to step in front of the ball. Now stolen away. Rowan Miller inside the box. Miller looking for a shot. He'll find the right corner of that net for the goal. Rowan Miller that time. With the net in score for Highland, they take a 4-0 lead.
Didn't see the assist on that, but
I did not either. Miller kind of controlled a lot of that on that possession.
Yeah, and he's been controlling a lot of the action down there around that 18-yard box throughout the evening. And he and Christian Mullet putting on a show. Honestly, it's it is early in the season, but Highland has learned a lot from those two early season contests that they've already played.
Yeah, Rowan Miller, his second goal of the game, and 4-0 Highland. Just like that, they've added on a pair of goals in the second half. They go along with their two first-half goals. Ball knocked across the touch. It'll be off of Kachuk. Throw in now for the Golden Bears. And Case Milner now to throw it in. And then a short throw goes to Cordell Troyer. And bounces across the touch right at midfield. Bodie Gerst will get a short throw now to Perrin Miller. 4-0 Highland. Josh Yoder has the ball. Rolls inside the circle. Now across the midfield line. Here's Luke Boddicker. Boddicker controls it offensively. Just behind him. Try to get that to Kachuk, but instead
nice stolen
away.
It Chase was. Hilty.
Hilty with that pass. Gets it over now to Capote. Back to Hilty. Off the foot now of Cordell Troyer. Now over to Brock Badger, who steps in front of the ball. Try control of Christian Mullett. Mullett on that right side. Instead, here's a steal by Kearney. His kick intercepted by Kachuk. He'll find Luke Boddicker. Knocked away by Kearney again. Cut off by Bodie Gertz. Here's the kick by Wolfter. Knocks it down. Stolen by Christian Mullett. Mullett gets that double team near the top of the box. Here's Max Jones with a strong kick, who's sailing over the goalpost. Max Jones, and now a goal kick for Wayndale. They're 12th of the contest, third of the second half, 4-0 Highland, and 21 minutes to go. Hawks looking for their second victory of the season in their three games. And that one tie with Riverview, of course, who won the state title last year, did the Black Bears. Ball sent away on the kick. Header by Boddicker. Header by Kachuk on the right wing back to Mullett. Knocked away, however, by Lance Kearney near side corner. Goose finally across the touch and a throw in for the Hawks right at that flag.
See if... Looks like Highland's going to try to move as quickly as possible, hoping to catch Wayndale out of place.
Finally knocked out of there, however, by Kearney. They'll get it away from danger, does the Golden Bears. Here's Josh Yoder. Ricochets back to him on that kick by Yoder. Now finally across the touch off of Wayndale. Hawks going to have this throw. Now at the midway point of the second half, and the Hawks had that 4-0 lead. Josh Yoder has it off the inbounds pass, considering inside the mid-circle. Over to Perrin Miller. Into the offensive end for the Hawks.
Looks like we're going to get a full-scale substitution here by Highland.
Here's Bodie Gertz. Gertz kick inside the box. Knocked away. Who is bouncing across that touchline. And indeed, as you mentioned, a lot of guys checking in now for Highland.
I think other than maybe the goalkeeper, looks like there's going to be somebody coming in for Wayndale as well. He probably doesn't get a lot of recognition. That's number 17, Dominic Cerniglia. For the Golden Bears. And pretty much a full roster change for Highland.
Nice when you have the depth to be able to do that, as Highland seems to always have. Play back it away. Here's a kick inside the box. Connor Hershberger takes a bounce near the goalkeeper, and it'll be snatched away off the turf. And Wayndale will have it. 18:50 and counting the second half. Punted away near midfield. And the kick near side by Cameron Yoder, right side Connor Hershberger. His centering pass goes to the opposite side of the field. On the left wing. And the kick by Maverick Troyer. Troyer lobs the left wing. Herman back to the far side. Here's Ruiz, who has that ball. And Cameron Yoder rolls it down high on the right. Finds Linebach. Linebach's hit near the top of the box. Deflected out of there with 18 minutes to play. 4-0 Highland. That kick by Quinn Mullett goes right side. Cut off. Is off the foot of Chase Wolfter. Keeps it in play. Connor Hershberger battling for that ball. There's a whistle. Going to be a push call that time. We'll see. That'll be, I believe, on Wayndale. And
yeah, that was... Maybe Wolfter, maybe a little bit too handsy that time. And then Highland will have this chance for the free kick.
On that right wing area, just outside of the box. With that kick, I believe, going to be Caden Ruiz, the junior. His kick inside the box, knocked down. Connor Hershberger got a foot on it, but knocked out of there by Wayndale. Cut off by Linebach. His pass to Ruiz. Knocked away from him, goes across the touch by Sarver. And throw in now for the Hawks with 17-18 and counting. Second half up 4-0. Cameron Yoder will have this throw. Yoder lobs it in inside the box. Header by Hershberger. In traffic, knocked away. Who's bouncing across the goal line, and that's going to be off of Highland, I believe they're going to say, so this will be a goal kick.
Yeah, Ruiz looked like he might get his head on that, and I think he did, but it just was a little bit wide of the goal.
Sent away the kick by Kearney, goes sailing to the far sideline. 16:40 to go.
Yeah, that could be dangerous.
Wickens trying to get to that, to the far side of the field. Knocks it up there near the midfield area. Into the Wayndale offensive side now. With it now, Case Milner. Milner will back it up. Centering pass by him goes to Hilty. Jace Hilty with that kick. Rolls near the net. Can be grabbed by the goalkeeper now for Hawks and Koblenz that time, and that long shot by Jace Hilty that time. That'll be the first shot on goal tonight. So, consequently, first keeper save for the Hawks. Punt sent away. Goes sailing high in the air. Leapy header going to be knocked down by Brock Badger. Near side of the pass, corralled by Linebach for Highland. He'll find Ruiz back to Linebach defensively. Sent away on the kick now for Highland defender and Darren Miller, the freshman across midfield. Finds Hershberger. Hershberger bounces it ahead of the defense. Here's Ruiz going after the ball with Kearney. And knocked away finally across that goal line. And that play is going to be off of Ruiz, they're going to say. So this will be a goal kick for Wayndale now, their 14th of the night. 15:20 to play.
Sun popping out of the clouds here.
Just getting ready to say, it's got a nice early part of the year. You still have light in the second half.
Yes.
That won't be the case for much longer. A kick back to the far side. Stolen away by the Hawks back to the far side of the field. Going after it, Silas Herman in there now for the Hawks. And deflected away. Case Milner now has the ball for the Golden Bears. Dances around with it, working against Cameron Yoder. Tries to tightrope that far sideline. Can't do it. Goes across the touch. 4-0 Highland. 14.5 to go. Going into Cameron Yoder. Lob near the midfield circle. Just to the near side. Going after it. Here's the pass near side. Connor Hershberger for Highland. His pass cut off by Chase Wolfter, and he'll knock it across that touch off of Hershberger. Throw in now for Wayndale.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, I think Highland has been playing soccer for over 60 years since the inception of their high school. The Eastern Holmes County, they chose soccer as one of their main fall sports, while as, you know, local team West Holmes, they had American football to start out with. But you know, that is a big tradition, you know, for this part of Holmes County.
It certainly is. They get the numbers every year just to have a program that wins year in and year out. That's hard to do.
And it's good training for what we know is maybe Highland's best sport for both their boys and their girls once they get to the basketball season.
Sent away midfield. I think Highland's had soccer for 60 years, and I think it's also impressive on the Wayndale side. Larry Cerniglia has been coaching for 35 years.
Yeah.
You don't see that very often. Ball near side. Here's the kick by Chase Wolfter near midfield. Gives it over to Jace Hilty. He'll find Gavin Sarver back to Hilty. Give and go, but stolen away instead by Linebach. Final 13 minutes to play, 4-0 Hawks. Brock Badger goes near side off the pass. Cut off by Isaac Thomas. Going after Cordell Troyer for Wayndale defensively. Cameron Yoder steals it away for Highland. His pass near side to Linebach. Touch pass down to Ruiz. Give and go back over to Linebach on the right wing. Stolen away by Chase Wolfter. That kick goes off the foot of Silas Herman. Corralled by Hershberger. His strong kick goes sailing over the goalpost. And a little strong in that kick. It'll be a goal kick for Wayndale. And we talk about valuable to get these backups some minutes in this game. We know Highland, but they have their starters are so good.
Yeah.
Just because you're not a starter doesn't mean you're not a good player for Highland. So some of these guys, they might be a factor down the road, and always good to get these guys some action as well.
Absolutely, especially when you can take one or two of these kids and mix them in with a varsity group or your A group, and then they're just going to continue to get better touches. The ball's going to get passed to them a little bit more precisely. But, you know, they're pretty much playing almost as a JV squad at the moment, but it's a really good experience for them.
A pass near side goes over to Joel Leinbach. Out of Connor Hershberger, 11.5 to play, 4-0 Highland. Kick sails away across the touch by Lance Kearney. He'll knock it out of there. Throw it now for the Hawks. Here's Joel Leinbach with this throw. It's the short throw down to Ruiz. Dances around and gets that double team. Centering pass goes back to Cameron Yoder inside the circle now. Here's Max Jones. His pass going to be intercepted by the Golden Bears. And with that intercepting, Case Milner, who take it the other way. Milner into the offensive end. Weaves through the Highland defense. Milner knocked away from by Maverick Troyer, finally across that touch. With 10:45 and counting, second half, 4-0 Hawks. With the throw here going to be Bronson Wickens. Deflected high in the air, takes the bounce. Gets it over to Dominic Cerniglia. Works into the open field. Now the Jace Hilty. He'll back it up. Got it over to Cordell Troyer, but knocked away. Here's the steal. Hawks with it. Strong kick by Ruiz. Chased down by Connor Hershberger. He'll get to it on that right side. Finally knocked away by Kearney across the touch. Highland's going to have this throw.
Yeah, Kearney did a nice job of catching up to the Highland player, making sure that he didn't get it turned and turned in towards that 18-yard box.
Under 10 minutes to go. Cameron Yoder will have this throw right near that Negro side corner of the Highland offensive end. That ball thrown in near the top of the box. Off the foot of Quinn Mullett. Now stolen away. Here's the kick to Dakota Capley. Works it in his pass near the midfield line. Case Milner couldn't control it. And across the touchline, Highland's going to have this throw. 9.5 to play. Hawks have a 4-0 advantage. Matt Croy alongside Scott Miller for tonight's broadcast from Highland. Boys High School soccer action. Kick is shy in the midfield circle. Here's Darren Miller, who has it now for Highland. And the freshman knocks it near sideline. Now Joel Leinbach rolls it near the circle. Quinn Mullett gets to that ball. Centering pass by Mullett. Finds Jones near the top of the box. With it on the right side. With it that time, Isaac Thomas. Strong kick goes by Hershberger into the hands of the goalkeeper, Jared Hilty, with a shot on goal. But good keeper save by the Golden Bears. There are six keepers saved. Highland up 4-0 still, though. 8.5 to go. Cameron Yoder rolls it near side. Back to Connor Hershberger. Back to Ruiz. Back to Hershberger. Give and go to the right wing. Knocked away by Kearney, goes sailing across that touch.
Yeah, he sent it up to the bus garage.
He's not kicking those lightly, that's for sure. So Hawks are going to have this throw on their offensive end with 8 minutes to play. Love in that right wing, knocked up in the air, going to be a header by Kearney, near sideline, going after it. Going to be Dakota Capley. Couldn't control it, though, across the touch. Highland going to have this throw. Throw goes near side. Connor Hershberger off of his chest. Can't control it. And right back to Wayndale.
Going to get a Wayndale substitution into the contest.
Dominic Cerniglia will check out of there.
And 19, Isaac Cerniglia.
Where's that 18? Yeah, 18. We throw in here, and there's the kick near that midfield circle. Going after John McCune.
Yeah, John McCune. There you go.
Now cut off. Here's Ruiz, who has that ball for Wayndale. For Highland, I should say. Goes near side of Cameron Yoder. Now over to Connor Hershberger. Back down the near sideline. Kept in play by Capaldi. Cut off, however, on the kick by Highland defender Darren Miller. Goes to his goalkeeper. Chase Kubel's knocked across that touch. There's the throw in for Wayndale at midfield. Chase Wolfter lobs it in. Corralled by Jace Hilty at midfield. Hilty back to Case Milner. Couldn't control it and be stolen away on the kick by Maverick Troyer. Back to the far side. Troyer backs it up, gets the pass off. Rolls inside the circle. Connor Hershberger gets to it. Hershberger's kick goes bouncing to the Highland offensive end. On that left wing, Isaac Thomas kick being knocked down across that goal line goes off, I believe, of Brock Badger. And Highland should have a corner kick.
Yep, that should be number 10 in corner kicks for Highland.
It looks like this will be Cameron Yoder going to do the honors, the junior, on that far side of the field. 4-0 Highland, under 6 minutes to go. Yoder with that kick. Set of the box, goes to the foot of Ruiz. A little quick kick goes over the goalpost. Then a play, and it'll be a goal kick now for Wayndale. So the Golden Bears will line this up. Kearney with it. And the Hawks that 4-0 advantage. Short kick. They'll get that over now to Leo Bates, the freshman. Off the foot of Chase Wolfter. Leafy header by Cameron Yoder. Ball knocked near sideline to Dakota Capaldi. Going after it, Brock Badger goes to that near side corner. Kearney knocks it across that touch. It'll be a throw-in now for Highland with 4:50 in counting. Cameron Yoder will have this throw about 10 yards away from that near side corner on the Highland offensive end. Those are right wing, header by Connor Hershberger. Another header by Hershberger. Another header. Gets over to Cameron Yoder. He was near side just behind him, kicked by Leinbach near the top of the box. Ruiz with that shot goes wide left and across the goalpost. So had an open look at it, didn't Ruiz, but it'll be a goal kick for Wayndale.
Yeah, I think Ruiz might be one of those players that might start to get some even more varsity time. Does a nice job with the ball when he's in the game.
Certainly has Caden Ruiz, a junior for this Hawks team. Here's the kick. Low line of kick knocked down. On the attack, here's Ruiz. Kicks it inside the box. Going after it, going to be sliding grab by, did he grab it? It was grabbed by goalkeeper Jared Hilty. Good play by him.
Like he almost took out two of his defenders trying to help him out there. It's all right, though. I'm sure the coaches tell you, hey, it's your ball. And once they come into that box, it's going to be you.
Got to be aggressive at that point. And he was on that play. Here's a bounce to the far side. That goes over to Cameron Yoder. Bounces to the far sideline. Knocked high in the air on the kick by Kearney.
Oh. Afraid it might be out on 62.
Yeah.
In front of the speeding truck. If I could see the license number, I might help out our local law enforcement, but thank goodness we don't have to worry about that.
No doubt. Saw the squad car a couple times earlier. That ball goes now high in the air on the kick there. Cameron Yoder, who has that ball, goes left wing with it. Thomas with the kick now knocked the other way. 2.5 to play. Case Milner had it. Now deflected on that kick center portion of the field to Chase Hilty. He'll find John McCune. Back to Dakota Capaldi. Back to the midfield line. Leinbach gets a foot on that ball for Highland. Intercepted by Cordell Troyer. He's double teamed. Knocks away from him. Goes across that touch. It'll be a throw-in for Wayndale. 2:10 to play, second half, 4-0 Hawks. Matt Croy, Scott Miller, of course, this game being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page and also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. And the final 2 minutes to go in this one. Limebaugh keeps it in play near sideline. His pass across midfield cut off now by Chase Wolfter. Knocks it high in the air. There's the header. It's in the way by Brock Badger. Intercepted by Cameron Yoder. His lob kick goes far sideline. Dancing around with the ball back to the far side of the field. The kick goes wide left. On that opportunity that time, that was Maverick Troyer who had that ball for the Hawks. Instead, a goal kick for Wayneville. Wayneville now 19 goal kicks on the night. 1:14 to go. Milner gets back onto his feet, tries to control it against that Highland double team, finally stolen away. Ruiz had the steal. His kick cut off by Brock Badger. Knocks it inside the circle. Kick near side goes to Darren Miller. Knocked up in the air on the kick by Leo Bates. Stolen by Cameron Yoder. Goes to your side Linebach. Couldn't control it. 43 seconds to go. Ball pounded away off the inbounds pass. And back across that touch. Final 30 seconds.
Looks like Highland will be up at Orville for their next match.
Final 15 seconds to play. Milner gets to it. Final 10 seconds to go.
7, 6, 5.
Final five, and Highland going to pick up their second victory of the season as they win it by the final score of 4-0 in their first home game of the year. Highland goes to 2-0-1. Wayneville record of 0-2. Final score on this one, boys high school soccer action from Highland. Highland 4 and Wayneville nothing. We'll be back after this to wrap it up on WKLM.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pull that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right. Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
You bend them, we mend them at Finish Line Auto Body.
Whether you're exploring faith for the first time or looking for a place to call home, Northside Church invites you to be a part of their growing community. Join them for services Sundays at 9 and 10:30 a.m., where you'll find inspiring messages and a welcoming atmosphere for all ages. And for 6th to 12th graders, Northside Student Ministry meets Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. during the school year. Visit them at 1207 Worcester Road, just north of Joel Pomeranz Hospital in Millersburg. They can't wait to meet you at Northside Church.
Taking on a large exterior home project is no small task. When you're looking for the best options in roofing, siding, windows, and doors, Provia products are the clear choice. At Provia, quality is engineered into the product, integrity is never compromised, and local craftsmanship delivers a stunning final result that will last for generations. Our experts at Kime Home Center are here to help you explore the possibilities. Visit Kime in Charm, Ohio. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
Transform your home with the timeless beauty of cedar without the hassle. MRV Siding Supply. With maintenance-free ShamClap shiplap siding. The perfect blend of style and durability. Whether it's for porch ceilings, siding, or shutters, their ShamClap shiplap siding offers the latest designs that everyone is talking about. No staining, no sealing, just stunning hassle-free elegance. Get the look of cedar and elevate your home with ShamClap shiplap siding today. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Holmes Family Medicine on 151 Parkview Drive in Millersburg is accepting new patients. Make sure your family receives regular checkups and preventative care. Holmes Family Medicine's board-certified physicians include Dr. Scott Brown and Dr. John Vaccarillo, along with physician assistants Melissa Palmer, Rebecca Bean, Luke Hostetler, and Ethan Meyer. They also have a certified nurse midwife, Crystal Uptain. Annual wellness visits are now covered by most insurance plans. Call 330-674-12.
Final boys high school soccer action from Highland. The Hawks get their second victory of the season. They win at 4-0 over the Wayndale Golden Bears. Two goals in the first half as well as two goals in the second half for Highland would add up to their four goals on the night. Highland, with those two goals in the first half, came with 27:40 to play. A goal by Roman Kachuk came off the assist from Christian Mullen, and Highland led 1-0. Kachuk, his first goal of the season. And then Rowan Miller would get a goal with 23:25 to play in the first half. Rowan Miller had his first goal of the season with the assist by Mullen again, and Highland led 2-0 at halftime. Then a third goal of the game came with 23:54 to play in the second half. Christian Mullen with his team-leading third goal of the year, and Roman Kachuk would have his second assist of the season. That gave Highland a 3-0 lead, and then Rowan Miller, his second goal of the contest, came with 22:43 to go. And Highland gets the win by the final margin of 4-0 over the Wayndale Golden Bears. For Highland, by my count anyway, they had 19 shots on goal. Wayndale had just one. The Hawks had one keeper save. The Golden Bears, they had six. Each team had two direct kicks on the night. Well, Highland had 10 corner kicks. Wayndale had none. Wayndale had a total of 19 goal kicks, while Highland had just two goal kicks on the night, and Highland gets the 4-0 victory over the Wayndale Golden Bears. McRoy alongside Scott Miller for the contest. Look at that goal kick disparity, and it gives you an idea where the game is played mostly on the Highland offensive end tonight.
Yeah, and it has been. I think it might have still ended up at maybe 85% possession for the Hawks. And, I don't know if we're, giving, players of the game type of things, but the Hawks, realistically, that first half especially, it was, Roman Kachuk, Miller, and also number 12, Christian Mullet. I mean, they pretty much ran the show pretty much throughout the evening. And, but then there's a whole cast of characters. I mean, when, as a team, if you're struggling to get into your offensive end of the field, it's going to be a long night. And typically, when you're playing Highland, if you don't get some opportunities early on, they're not going to let you get it later on in the contest. They're very fit. And they defend the ball, and they've got a great goalkeeper, although we didn't really get to see much of him tonight. But, Highland, again, off to a 2-0-1 start, and I think they're just starting to get things rolling.
Looking good early on, that's for sure. Reminder, we'll have the Kevin Stefanski show tonight at 8 o'clock, so stay tuned for that. Highland gets the victory to go to 2-0-1. As we mentioned, as Scott mentioned before, Highland will play at Orville on Saturday. And for Wayndale, they'll drop to 0-2. They'll play a game on Saturday on the road against Triway for them. And reminder also, Saturday, we'll have boys high school soccer. Maslin's at West Holmes. Airtime 10:40 a.m. Game time at 11 o'clock. We'll be live streaming that game also on the WKLM YouTube page on Saturday. Airtime again 10:40 for that contest. Game time at 11 a.m. High school football tomorrow night. West Holmes playing host to Triway. We'll be video live streaming that. Of course, our hometown football Friday night pregame show at 6. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock. For Scott Miller, I'm Matt Corey. Special thanks also to our video live stream partners from Claxon Communications, that being Jacob Heading as well as Andrew Dunlap, and Blaisdon Mullins back in the studio. Again, the final score, boys high school soccer from Highland. It was Highland 4 and Wayndale 0. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.